So again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh that the Mishnah says the mitzvah's Prisha, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to go away from his wife into the Beit HaMikdash. Who had in the Gemara brought down another Mishnah about Parah Aduma, the same thing. The Shiloh, how do we know these two halachas? The Gemara first said, Om Rabbi Yechon, and said before, from the Pasuk that it says by the Miluim, Kasherosa b'yoyim haseh, Tziva Hashem lasa yislachapra aleichem. So he said, lasa, that goes on the Parah Aduma, and the Chapra Aleichem, that goes on the Avodas Yom Kippurim. To say that, just like by the Miluim, 7 days before the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah, he had to be Purish and come into Oil Moed, the same thing for Yom Kippur and for the Parah Aduma, there's a Mitzvah Prisha. So now the Gemara wrote down more on Dav Gimel. Gemara says on top, so furthermore, before us the Shiloh, how do we know Lechapra means Yom Kippur? Maybe it means for the Yom Tovim, for the Regolim. So it came out, it only means once a year. The last Shiloh was, maybe it means the Shemini Atzeres, it's only one day. So Gemara answered that Shemini Atzeres is a tofel to the Chag HaSukkos. And since the Ikka Chag HaSukkos does not need Mrs. Prisha, because it's 7 days, so Melo the Yom Tov, last day, Shemini Atzeres, also does not need the Mrs. Prisha. The last lesson was, Dotanan, what Mishaloi Chag be Yom Tov Rishon, if somebody did not bring his Kabonis on the Yom Tov Rishon, even though it's talking about a korban of a Yochid, the Moshel, every person has a Chiyav on Yom Tov to bring three Kabonis. There's an Oilas Riyah, there's a korban Chagiga, and there's a Shalmei Simcha. Mi'ikar Adin, you're supposed to bring it the first day of Yom Tov. If you don't bring it the first day of Yom Tov, you could bring them throughout any day of Yom Tov. So he say, Mishaloi Chag be Yom Tov Rishon, whoever did not bring these kabonis the first day of Sukkis, Shechag, Choygeg Vaholech, Kol HaRegel Kula. He could bring these kabonis any day throughout the Chag of Sukkis, V'yom Tov Achrim Shechag, even Shemini Atzeres also, he can make a Tashlumen. If he didn't bring his Olas Riyah, or he didn't bring the Korban Chagiga, or the Shalmei Chagiga for Sukkis, he could bring it on Shemini Atzeres. So you see, Shemini Atzeres is considered like a Tofel to Chag of Sukkis. For the Gemara V'yem Atzeres, as how do we know Lechaper goes on Yom Kippur? Maybe it goes on Shavuos. Maybe that before the Kohen does the Kabonis, brings the Kabonis for Chag HaShavuos, he has to have a Prisha 7 days before. And Tosfos spoke out before that the Gemara Shal now, the Eim Atzeres, even the Gemara Shal before, let's say it means Shemini Atzeres, it doesn't mean only Atzeres and not Yom Kippurim. The Gemara means, maybe it means both. Maybe Yom Kippur and Atzeres. Because Yom Kippur is also a day that you have to bring Kabonis. The question is, how do we know only Yom Kippur, maybe Atzeres also, maybe on Shavuos also, before the Kohen brings the Karbonis on Chag HaShavuos, he has to have this Mitzvah Prisha 7 days before he has to go away from his wife and come into the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe Atzeres also needs it. To Prisha Shiva L'Yoy Mechud, you have a Mitzvah Prisha 7 days before Negev for the 1 day of Yom Tov of Shavuos. And the Gemara, Amar Ababa, Donin Par Echud, we learn out from the Miluim that the korban over there was one ayil, one ram, and one par, one bull. Echod, mi par echod v'yayil echod, from the avoid of Yom Kippur, that also the avoid of the Kohen Gadol brought was also a par echod and one ayil echod, lafuki atzeres. Mashenken, the korbanos that are brought on Shavuos, tishne eliminu. There the chiv was to bring two rams. So since it's not doim of the korban of Shavuos, to the korban of the Meluim, we don't learn out one from the other. Like Rashi says, Donin par echod v'yayil echod, avoidas musaf Yom Kippurim. When they have the korban musaf for Yom Kippur, was the par echod, one bull, v'yayil echod, and one rim. V'yavoidas shmini l'meluim, the same thing by the shmini of l'meluim, was par echod v'yayil echod. T'yachsiv kach l'cho egol ben boker l'chatis. So there also was one par and one ayil. That's why it's good we only learn out. That's for avoidus Yom Kippur, you need the mitzvah prisha, and that's for the avoidus of Shavuos. For the Gemara, honi chalaman diyomar Yom Kippurim is ayel echodu. It's a machlekes. Like the man diyomar, it says on Yom Kippur is also only one ayel, one rim. It's good. Why you say it's more daima to Yom Kippur than Meluim than to Shavuos, which has two elim. Elo laman diyomar, but according to the man diyomar, that shnei elim ninu, even on Yom Kippur also the avoidu was to bring two rims, samayik lameima. Like, what's the difference between between Yom Kippur and Shavuos? They both have two elim. They're both not exactly like Yimei Meluyim. So why do you learn out Yom Kippur and not Shavuos? The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Yomer, Ayel Echod, Hu Oime Kan, Hu Oime B'chumesh Apikudim. As it says, one Ayel and Achri Mois in the Parshas of Vayikra. and it says another a korban of an ayil in Bamidbar in Parakumish Pekudim. So Rebbe says the exact same ayil, that really there's only a chiyuv to bring one ayil and not two ayilim. That's Rebbe Shita. Because according to Rebbe, it's very good. Yom Kippur only has one ayil and one par. That's why it's more daima to the Yemei Meluim, the Shemini of Yemei Meluim, which is also one par and one ayil. Lafuki Ateres, which was two ayilim. But Reb Lezer Shimon holds that even by Yom Kippur, Shnei Eilim Heim, there were two different kabonas, two different rims you had to bring on Yom Kippur. Echad Omakan, one that says an Achri Moisin by Yikro, the Echad Ho'oma B'chumash HaPekudim, and another, the ayil that it says in Bamidbar, that's a different korban ayil. So Mela Takasha. So according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, why do we say only Yom Kippur needs Mitzvah Prisha? Why don't we say Ateres Shuas also needs the Mitzvah Prisha? Let's see Rashi. Rashi, ayil Echad Hu, Shoye Korban Tzidba V'Yom Kippur. Hu Ha'omer Kan V'Yachri Mois, U'me'eis Adas B'nei Yisro Yikach Shnei Siri Yizim L'chatis, V'yayil Echad L'yoyla. Here in Achri Moses it says to bring one ayil. Hu Omer the Pinchas L'Musafim. That's the same ayil that it says in Pashas by Pinchas, where there it's talking about the Musafim. So you bring one ayil for Musaf, that's all that was brought in Yom Kippur. Mashenkin, according to other man, the Yomit Shver, that he holds no, there are two different ayilim. One was one in Pashas Achri Moses. That's for the Avodas Yom Kippur itself. And then in Pinchas, it's talking about the Musaf. So Yom Kippur also had two ayilim. So why do we say Yom Kippur is more daima to the Meluim than Ateres? After the Gemara, Afilu Tamer Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that holds that Yom Kippur has two Elim, still Yom Kippur is more daima to the Yemei Meluim than Ateres is. Why? Hosom chad l'cheva sayim v'chad l'musafim. By Yom Kippur, that it says in Achri Mois to bring an ayil, that's talking about the Avoidus al the Iker Hayoim. Yom Kippur itself is turning, you have to bring an ayil. That that it says in Pashas Pinchas, that's talking about Musafim. That's a Korban Musaf. So each one only has one ayil. There's an ayil for the Avodah Sayyim, and there's an ayil for Musafim. La Sumela negated the Avodah Sayyim. The Avodah Sayyim of Yom Kippur only needs one ayil and one par. So that's why the Avodah Sayyim is doima to the Yemei Meluyim. Mashenke Lafuki Yatzeris. Mashenke that on Shavuos. The Tavayu Chayva Sayyim Ninu. That that we bring two Elim, two rams on Shavuos, they're not as Musafim, they're both as the Chayva Sayyim. Ateres is toying the Shnei Halechim, and the Shnei Halechim is toying the Shnei Elim. So the two Elim is called the Chayva Sayyim. So therefore, Ateres' Korban is not Daimuth in Meimeluyim. By the Meimeluyim, the Avoida was one Ayil and one Par. So by Yom Kippur, Mugayat and Avoida Sayyim, excluding the Musafim, it was also a koponim, one ayil and one par. So therefore Yom Kippur is more daima to the Meluim than Ateres, because Ateres only has two ayilim. So Drashi, Hosam Chad L'Chayvas Hayoyim. Hahu Di Achrei Mois Chayvas Hayoyim. That in Achrei Mois, there it's talking about the Avodis, the Korban, you have to bring on Yom Kippur as the Avodis Hayoyim. The Eino Korim Musaf, that's not called Musaf over there. For like Siv Hosam Milvad Eula Saboykir. It doesn't say in Achri Mois the Lashon of Milvad excluding the Eilas HaBoker, Kedechsir B'chol HaMusafim. Like it says in O Pashas of Pinchas, when there it talks about the Musaf, whatever you bring on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur, the Musafim it always says, Milvad Eilas HaBoker. The Mashma, Zem Moisif Al Dvar Yom B'Yomai. That's the Lashon. Milvad Eilas HaBoker means excluding the Choy V'Sayayim, you have to bring a Musaf. That's what it says in Pashas Pinchas. Those were Kabonis Musaf. Mashenkin and Achri Mois, when it says to bring the ayil, it's not called Bateris and Musaf, but rather that's Al Tika Chayva Sayyim. So therefore, in Achri Mois, it says to bring an ayil and a par. So that's why Yom Kippur, Al Tchayva Sayyim, the Daima to Yemei Meluyim, La Afuki Ateris, the Tavayu Chayva Sayyim Ninu, Le Chayva Shtei Halechim Tziv, Ve Krav Temal Alechim, Ve Elim Shnayim, Ove Chayva Sayyim, that by Shavuot it says you have to bring two Elim, because of the Shtei Halechim. And that's as the Chayva Sayyim. Now, the Chayva Sayyim de Meluyim, by Meluyim, the Shemini, this eighth day, the Chayva Sayyim was Ayil Echad, who the heavy? It was only one Ayil and one Par. So therefore, Atzeres is not daima to the Meluyim, because Atzeres has for its Chayva Sayyim two Eilim. By Meluyim, it was only one Ayil. And Yom Kippur also, after the Avodah Sayyim, there's only one Ayil. If what's more mistarver to say, when we're learning out Lechapir, that we're learning out another Korban needs Prisha, just like by Yemei Meluyim, that's going on the Avodah Yom Kippur. that before the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah for Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah prisha to go away 7 days in advance. Mashenken Atzeres, which the korban is different than the miluyim, we don't learn that Atzeres from miluyim. Shvat Gemara good, so does it mean Shvuis, Abba V'yayim Rosh Hashanah? And the pasuk says Lechaper again, how do we know only it means Ma'is Yom Kippurim? Maybe it also means the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, the Kabbonish should bring on Rosh Hashanah. The prisha shiva liyei mechadu. Let's say there's a mitzvah 7 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Kohen has to be Purish. Could they to do the Avodah for 1 day? So that's doima to the miluyim. So why do we say only Yom Kippur and not Rosh Hashanah also? Have the Gemara Amar Rav Avuha donin par ve'ayil shaloi. We're talking about by the miluyim, Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol had to buy it from his own money. Mi par ve'ayil shaloi. Who are then on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol had to buy the par and the ayil from his own money. It was his own money that he bought his korban. Lafuke Yatzeres for Rosh Hashanah. Lafuke Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. The Tzibur Ninu, that the money that was taken to buy the korbanos for Rosh Hashanah and for Atzeres was the money sold Tzibur for the Trumas HaLishcha. So since the money is not doima to the money of the Meluyim, we don't learn now these korbanos, but rather only the korban of Yom Kippur, which is also doima the Kohen Gadol paid from it from his own money, just like by Meluyim also Aaron there paid from it from his own money. Rashi donin par shaloi, the miluyim mi shaloihu, the yisiv kach lecha egel. It says kach lecha, take for yourself from your own money. It means of yom kippur nami ika par v'ayil mi shaloi. In Achrim it says b'zeis yovei Aaron el kodesh ve'par ben boker. We'll soon see the gemara, the pesukim in the gemara. Of yom kippur also the kohen gadol had to pay for his korban with his own money. La fuki yat teres for Rosh Hashanah the tzibaninu. But this is another teres even for shvuas, that the korban of shvuas comes from the Trumas HaLishcha, from the Shel Tzibur, so it's not doima to the korban of the Meluyim. We can't say the word Lechaper includes Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah, it only includes Yom Kippur. Dumya de Meluyim, that the korban was brought from the Kohen Gadol's own money. So Gemara says, this is good that you're saying, that by Meluyim, it was bought from the Kohen Gadol's own money. If you say, Kach Lecho Mishalecho, if in the Dashim, never the Torah says, Loshen of Kach Lecho, it means Mishalecho. You have to use your own private money. That's good. It says kach lecho by Meluyim to say that he has to use his own money. Who adin v'yasei lecho? The Torah will soon see where. When the Torah says the lashon of yasei lecho, Rashi brings down kimo yasei lecho shtei chatzoytzeres kesef. You have to make 2 trumpets out of silver. It says the yedashim lecho means mishel lecho, that you have to pay. You have to pay from it from your own private money. That's good. So that the Meluyim and Yom Kippur both had to be spent from the Kohen Gadol's own private money. But according to Man Yoma, Mishel Tzibur, even when the Torah says the lashon of kach lecho, take for yourself, or asay lecho, this Man Yoma says it still means the Tzibur's money. So lechura then, even by the Meluyim, also it was the Tzibur's money, not Aaron HaKohen's money. So why don't we say Rosh Hashanah? Maybe it means to include Rosh Hashanah also. Ma'ikolamema, what could you say? Like, why only Yom Kippur, why not Rosh Hashanah? The Tanya we learned, when the pasuk says kach lecho mishel lecho, it means spend your own money, your own private money. When the Torah says v'asei lecho mishel lecho, v'yikhu elecho, when the Torah says lashon v'yikhu elecho, take from you, that means mishel tzibur. Tzibur Rebbe Yashia. This is Rebbe Yashia Shita. When the Torah says asei lecho, it means private money. V'yikhu elecho, that means the tzibur's money. So according to Rebbe Yashia, it's very good. By the Meluim, it says lashon kach lecho, it means there that the Aaron had to spend the money from his own pocket. So that's what we only learn out. There's a mitzvah prisha, duma de miluyim, where the Kohen Gadol has to spend from his own money, like by Yom Kippur. Lafuki Rosh Hashanah, there's no din to buy the korban from your own money. We don't learn out Rosh Hashanah from the miluyim. But Rabbi Yonasan is not like that. Rabbi Yonasan Oimer, Bein kach lecho, bein v'yikhu elecho. Whether the Torah says lashon of kach lecho, take from you, or v'yikhu elecho, take from them, Mishel Tzibur. Both times the Torah only means to take Mishel Tzibur from the Trumas HaLishcha. You don't have to take for your own private money. Why does the Torah say Lashon of Kach Lecho, which is Mashm Lecho, take your own private money? If the Torah means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu means take the Tzibur's money, so why does the Torah say Lashon of Kach Lecho? So Rabbi Yonasan answered to say Kevayochol, like a Moshe to say, like, if it would have been possible, Mishel Lecho Ani Reitza Yoisi Mishelhem. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, you should know, really, I would rather have the money spent from you, the private money from the Kohen, rather Mishalem from the Tzibur. And we'll soon see the next Gemara. Before Hashem said, the next Gemara explains Reb Yonasan, that Abba Chanan says like this, Mishurim Ebalaza, Esti Rem Sukim, Kosov Echidoyme, one Pasuk says, V'yosisa l'cho aronet. V'yosisa l'cho means you, the Kohen, you should make the Aron from wood. The Kosov Echidoyme, another Pasuk says, V'yosu Aron atzei shittim. And the Aron was made from atzei shittim, actually from the Tibur. Kurtzestira. Is it v'yosisa l'cho from your private money? Or is it v'yosu Aron, master from the Tibur's money? Whose money was spent and made to make the Aron? So Haketzad, so Rabbi Chanan answers like this: Kan bizman she Yisrael oisim mitzrayne shemakim. When Klai Yisrael is doing the rotzen shemakim, doing Hashem's rotzen, then it's like Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be considered from their money, from the tzibur's money. Kan bizman she ain oisim mitzrayne shemakim. But when Klai Yisrael, the tzibur, is not like tzaddikim, they're not doing what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do. It's as much like Hashem doesn't want the money to come from the tzibur; He would rather be yosis lecha. He wants only the Kohen, only the Tzaddik, like you give the money. So real, they're both Sukh Maremis. Avada, the money comes from the Tzibur. But sometimes the Hashem is saying, I would rather the money come from a Yochid, because the Tzibur's money is treif. Like the Tzibur weren't doing with Tzvein HaShemokim. So Hashem doesn't want the Tzibur's money. So he said, that's Pshat in the form of Yenison also. That's even to say. Even though the Torah says, Lashon sometimes, Kach Lecho, which Mashma Hashem wants you, the Kohen, to give you private money, so even though really, Rabbi Yonasan Shitur is always taken from the money shot tzibur, but like he answers, Kavayoch, as if to say, sometimes the Eibush would really rather, Mishalacho ani reitza yosem mishalahem. Like when Klai Yisrael is not doing Mishalayna Shemokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really does not like the money shot tzibur, because the tzibur is not doing Mishalayna Shemokam. He would rather have the money, Mishalacho, from private money. See, even though the din is, the money has to come Mishal tzibur, it's just a moshlazah. That Hashem is saying that certain times I would rather it come from Mishalacha, from a Yochid, rather than the way it has to come, Mishal Tzibur. The Erechnani, one that Tzibur though is also Oysim Rasayna Shemokim, that's the other Pasuk, V'yosu Aron Atzei Shittim, Hashem is happy for the fact that the money has to come from the Tzibur. See Rashi? Rashi Kiva Yochel means, Ani Shemati Wom Shati Zimhoyu Tzibur Yochel Ischapir Bishal Yochel Isi Reitza. If it could have been that way, I would have been happy with it. So the Ani Yomer Rashi, but this is the pshat I like. But Ani Yomer Lefishadav Akasha Uloimer. It's hard to say this. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Kates Be Yisrael. Like it's hard to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like Klai Yisrael. So therefore, says Lashon Oimer Kevayochol Kloimer. Our Kochenu Yomer Kain. Like I'm forced to say like this. Kilu Ef Shloimer Kain. V'Chein Kol Kevayochol Shabbashas. Now it's really it's hard to say, and I wouldn't want to say it, but like I'm forced to say it that there's such a musik sometimes that like next Gemara says. Bizman she'ein oisim mitzrayne shemokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the money to come from the tzibur. He would have rather the money come from a yochid, because he doesn't like the money from the tzibur if the tzibur is not doing mitzrayne shemokam. And the next Rashi, bizman she'ein oisim mitzrayne shemokam, nikras ha'avoid al shmom. That's pshat. So when the tzibur is tzadikim, then it's nikras shmom means then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to become from the tzibur. That's the pasuk of Yosisa, v'yosu aronet ha'atzei shittim. Hashem wants the Aron to be made from the Tzibur. That's when they're doing Mitzvah Neshemokim. But Bizman, they're not doing Mitzvah Neshemokim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, V'yasisa l'cho, I would rather it come from you privately, from the Kahanim, the Rad Tzadikim, and not from the Tzibur. But really, the din is, according to Rabbi Yenisin, that the money always comes Mishal Tzibur. So the Chura Tzakash, according to Rabbi Yenisin, even when the Torah says, Kach l'cho, like by the Miluyim, by the Shemini Shem Miluyim, when it said the are the Kohen God that should take the Korbanos, it says Kach Lachom, according to Rabbi Yenison, it only means Mishal Tzibur. So if the Korbanos of the Miluyim were Mishal Tzibur, so why don't we say that Rosh Hashanah also needs Mitzvah Prisha? Let's learn out Rosh Hashanah from Miluyim. Just like Miluyim, 7 days before the Avodah, the Kohen had to have a Mitzvah Prisha, maybe Rosh Hashanah also needs a Mitzvah Prisha. We want the answer to say no, it's only Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, the Kohen God, will have to spend from it from his own money. We wanted to say Miluyim also, the Kohen Gadol has to spend from his own money. But that's only good according to Rabbi Yashia. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, that he says, Kach Lachom means Mishal Tzibur. So the Chura by the Miluyim, the money was also the Tzibur's money. So what can you say? And for the Gemara, I'll give you tales like this. At kan loy pligi, ela bekichos diyalma, fiyasiyas diyalma. I tell you no, it comes out good even according to Rabbi Yonasan. When does Rabbi Yonasan say that the Lashon Kach L'cho, even though it says L'cho from you, privately, it doesn't mean the Kohen's own private money, it still means Mishal Tzibur. When is that? By irregular kichos, the alma, or vasiyas the alma, a regular v'yos l'cho. Kichos the alma, what does it mean, a general rule of kichos? When the Torah says, kach l'cho samim. When the Torah says there, by the samim, there it says, kach l'cho, so that's the machlekes. That the Yashya says, kach l'cho means private money, and the Yenison says, no, it means money shel tzibur. Asiyas the alma, when the Torah talks about stam asiyas, by where? By the chatzotzris. That the Pesach says, asay l'cho shtei chatzotzris kesef. Make the chatzotz of the trumpets from silver. There it's the machlokes. The Rav Yashya says it means private money, and Rav Yonason says no, it means mishel tzibur. That's where the machlokes Rav Yonason and Rav Yashya is. Avol hanich mashenkin over here by Yom Kippur and by the Yimei Meluyim, by the Shemini Shemeluyim. Here both of the mamoideh was made from private money, the korban. Why? Because pirushe kamefarish di mishelachohu. Because here the Torah says out specifically, clearly, to mean to say that the Kohen Gadol has to buy the carbon from his own money. Why? B'miluyim, by miluyim, michti. One pasuk says, ksiv, v'yel b'nei Yisrael tidar b'leimer. It says by the miluyim. This is the second pasuk, this pasuk gimel there. V'yel b'nei Yisrael tidar b'leimer. K'chu sir izim l'chatis. That's the pasuk gimel that Hashem told Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael to buy a sir izim, that's the carbon seber. And then a pasuk base before that it says, Vayoymer el Aaron kach l'cho egel ben bokol l'chatis. It was before it says loshin kach l'cho egel ben bokol l'chatis. Is lomeli? How come it says one pasuk after another pasuk two different lashonis? In pasuk gimel it says chu masher from the tzibur, and in pasuk beit it says vayoymer el Aaron kach l'cho take from you. In shema mina from here it's mashma clearly that kach l'cho mishalachohu. The reason why the Torah put it into two different psukim and two different lashonis tell us clearly. Here by the Yimei Meluyim, when Aaron HaKohen had to buy the korban, the ayil and the par for the Yimei Meluyim, by the Yom Shmini, Shem Meluyim, it was spent from his own private money. See, even Rabbi Yonason is moida, that here it says, kach l'cho, egel, and the next pasuk says, k'chu, si'irizim. So the difference in lashonis is to tell us that Aaron's carbon had to be brought from his own. So that's pshita by Meluyim, the money was spent by the Kohen Gadol by Aaron himself. Said Rashi, kach l'cho lomeli, tishoni krav diburei, v'mashis l'daber. Like how come there's a shin of l'shenis here in the two psukim? First it says, really it's pasuk gimel, but v'yal b'nei yisot t'dar b'leim k'chu, sirizim, k'chu means l'shen rabim, take from the rabim, and then the pasuk before says, kach l'cho, mashma private money. So by the Meluyim, for sure, Aaron HaKohen had to buy his oil and power from his own private money. Now, B'yom HaKippurim, the same thing by Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol brings his own power of the oil, it also has to be bought from his own private money. Michti, Ksiv, it says in Achri Mois, V'zois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh, V'par Ben Bokal HaKatas. He has to come with the power for Korban Chatas. Then the pasuk says, "Umei eis adas b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei sirei izim l'chatis." Then there's the korban tzibur that's brought from the money of the tzibur, that's shnei sirim for chatis. Then the pasuk says, "Vehikriv es par chatis asheloi." Then Aaron brings his own par asheloi, that's his own. Lomeli, why does the Torah say asheloi? It's his own. Shema mina, from here we hear haloi mishaloihu. That Asher Loi means that he bought it from his own money. So Yom Kippur Pshita also, the Kohen Gadol has to buy his power from his own private money. So that's the terrorist to the Gemara before. That's why we learn that Lechaper means the Avodah Shem Kippur from the Meluyim, because they both have the same Indian, that by the Meluyim and by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to buy his own korban from his own private money. Lafuki, all other korbanos of Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, all the kabbonis there come to Shel Tzibur. So we don't learn out those kabbonis needs prisham from Meluyim, because Meluyim was private money from the Kohen Gadol, so we only learn out Yom Kippur was also private money from the Kohen Gadol. Yeah. Right. Ravashi Omar, another teretz. Why we learn out from the Meluyim only the avodas of Yom Kippur. They say that before Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah, like the Mishnah says, 7 days before, and there has to be a mitzvah prisha. Rav Ashi Yomar donin par l'chatis v'ayil l'yoyla. Learn out, just like by Meluyim, there was a par for a korban chatis, and it was the eye of the ram for Korban Olam. The same thing by Yom Kippur, mi par lechatis, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par, a bull, for his Korban Chatis, the eye of the Olam, and the ram for Korban Olam. Lafuke Rosh Hashanah ve'atzeres, lafuke the Korbanos that are brought on Rosh Hashanah, and the Korbanos that are brought on Atzeres, on Shavuos, the Tavayu Olas Nenu. Both Korbanos, there are only a Korban Olam. So the Korban itself is not doima to the Korban of Miluyim. That's why we'd rather learn out only the Avoid of Yom Kippur. There the Kohen Gadol needs a Mitzvah Prisha. Mashenka, the Kohen that does the Avoid on Shavuos and on a Rosh Hashanah does not need Mitzvah Prisha. Rashi says, Don in par lechates v'ayil yirlo v'yom HaKippur. Yesh par lechates v'ayil yirlo v'korban yochid the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's own private Korban is a par and an ayil, one for an Eila and par for Chates. V'zayis yovay Aaron. Udishmini l'lam luyim nami. Ego lechates v'yayil luyirlo. Even though the other pasuk says lashon egel, and there we're saying lashon par, but that's always the same thing. By a shor, we never make a difference between a young shor and ayil, an egel and a par. It's only by lambs and by goats there's a chil between a's and a gdi and elim and rechet and the young ones, sirizim. Mashenkin by egel and by a par, there's the same name. So even though the Gemara says lashon of par, the Torah calls it an egel or young calf. But by a shor, it's always one thing. Like Maori says, shor yoy mechod kari shor. A shor, even one day old, is also called a shor already. There's no difference in age by a shor. Ravina, one Ravina says another teretz. That don in avoida b'koyen godol. May avoida b'koyen godol. Poshka teretz. We know, true, there was a mitzvah prisha by Yimei Meluyim, that before the eighth day, the koyen godol had to go away 7 days before and from his house into the Omoyed. So we learn now, just like by Meluyim, who had to have the Mitzvah Prisha? The Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen, had to have the Mitzvah Prisha. So we learn now, Tu Adin Yom Kippur, that the Avoid needs the after Kohen Gadol, he has to have Mitzvah Prisha 7 days before Yom Kippur. Lafuke Kula Kishayson, Mashenken, all the kashas we asked until now, all the other kabonis of the Regolim, of Sukkis, of Shemini Atzeres, of Rosh Hashanah, of Shavuos, the law of avoid the b'kayin godol ninu. We can't learn out those kabbonis need Mrs. Prisham because those kabbonis were not done with the kayin godol. The only avoid you needed bedafka with the kayin godol was the part was on Yom Kippur. Mashenka, the whole year you don't bedafka need the kayin godol. Therefore, we don't say those kabbonis need a Mrs. Prisham. It's only on Yom Kippur that needs the Mrs. Prisham, which is done to the meluyim, which is only done by Aaron HaKohen. Trashi avoid the b'kayin godol. V'yom HaKippurim may avoid the b'kayin godol. And b'miluyim, they say v'yakriv Aaron elam esbech. It says Aaron HaKohen, he was the Kohen Gadol, he did the avoda b'yom shmini of the miluyim. Right, the v'ikid yarmi something like this. Amar Ravina, donin avoda tchila, me avoda tchila. We'll learn out the first time the avoda was done from another case. The first time the avoda was done, lafuki hani, lafuki Rosh Hashanah and Asher Tzeres, the lav tchila ninu. They're not the beginning of an avoda. For the Gemara, my tchila, what do you mean it's the beginning of the avoda? What do you mean that Yimei Meluyim, the Shmini Shem Luyim, and Yom Kippur is called the beginning of an avoda? It's the beginning. What beginning is it? Ilay mo tchila b'koyin godol. If you want to tell me it's the beginning that a koyin godol starts to do the avoda, that you need the koyin godol, hainu kamaisa. That's the first trap you said in Ravina already. So what do you guys say, Ika diyamu, not washing for? That's what Ravina said the first time, that a koyin godol may koyin godol. Rashi. Ilei motchila b'kohen gadol means don in Yom HaKippurim she avoida rishona shutla b'kohen gadol b'kabonis tzibur. I tell you, Yom Kippur, that was the first day on a carbon tzibur that we needed a kohen gadol. The Yom HaKippur rishon, on the first Yom Kippur there was, when we shas the base of Middish, when they had the avoida to be done, it was done with a kohen gadol. You learn it out, me avoida shmini lemiluyim, the same thing the avoida that was done by Yom Shmini shemiluyim. She avoided Rishoina, she nasa de Kohen Gadol Mielam. That was the first Korban Machlal that was brought in the Mishkan, and that was the first avoided done by the Kohen Gadol. That's what we're learning out. A regular Yom Kippur from the Shemini, Shayimei Meluyim, it was the first time the Korban was done. So what do you mean to say? That both of them need a Kohen Gadol? So, but I said to Gemara, what's this Ik of the Yamar, the second Lashon? That's Ravina's first Lashon, to say, we only learn out avoid this by a Kohen Gadol. So what do you have to say Ik of the Yamar for? So it means like this. Ela, avoida tchila b'mokim, me avoida tchila b'mokim. It means a little bit different. It means this is the first time in this place the avoida was done, and who then by Yom Kippur, it's also the first time in this place the the avodah was done. It's a din of the place. So Rashi says, Tchila b'mokim. That means, Yom Kippurim, yesh la yavodah lefnai lefnin. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, one time a year, goes into lefnai lefnin. For the Kohen Gadol.